The Iliad, Disc 11.
Hearing these words, appalled and sick at heart, Antilochus lost for a time his power of speech. His eyes brimmed over, and his manly voice was choked. Yet even so he heeded Menelaus, handing over his armor to his friend Learchus, who turned his team and chariot near to him. Then he set off on the run. And so, in tears, Antilochus left the battle, with evil news for Achilles Peleides. As for you, Menelaus, you did not lend a hand to his friends when he had gone, leaving a great void for the men of Pylos. Rather, Menelaus sent Thrasymedes and ran back to Patroclus. There he stood by those named Ajax, telling them, "I found him. Then I sent him shoreward. He will report to our great runner, Achilles. But I doubt Achilles will appear, even though he'll be insane with rage at Hector. Can he come to make war on the Trojans without armor? No, we had better plan it for ourselves, how best to save the dead man, and how best escape death in the hue and cry of Trojans." Telamonian Ajax answered, "All you say is reasonable, Excellency. Be quick, you and Meriones, get good leverage under the body, lift it, and lug it back out of the line. We too will stay behind to engage the Trojans and Prince Hector, being alike in name and heart. Often in the past we've waited side by side for slashing Ares." At this Menelaus and Meriones got their arms under the dead man, and gave a great heave upward. From the Trojan mass a cry broke out as they perceived the Achaeans lifting the body, and they set upon them like a dog pack chasing a wounded boar ahead of young men hunting. For a while they stream out in full cry, ready to rend him, but when he wheels to take them on, staking everything on his own valor, they recoil and swerve this way and that.